Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
The tongue
and many other things compared to the righteous are very different. As you can imagine, a fool is somebody who doesn't want wisdom, who doesn't know how to gain knowledge, and who does not, as verse 5 say, takes discipline from his parents. I think definitely a lot of times, especially nowadays, discipline is not only just a fact of disciplining your child or anything like that. And in every day and age, especially now, you got to have some type of discipline, whether it comes to what you eat, what you do. I know us being older, you got enough discipline to know that, hey, I got to go to work, so I got to wake up early, you know. I know me and Joel, we talk about it all the time. Hey, man, I got to be in the bed, no lie. You know, I'm be hitting them off, I ain't in the bed. You know, it takes discipline to know, hey, I got to go to sleep, you know. Sometimes you want to stay up, but it takes discipline to say, hey, I know tomorrow it's going to be a little rough. I got to definitely get some shut-eye, you know, a lot of things that we do. And even when it comes to the tongue, like it says in verse 2, it comes down to discipline, you know. You want to, sometimes you want to run off the mouth to certain people, you want to say certain things to certain people, but it takes a lot of discipline to say nothing or know how to say it. So definitely that's what I'm taking for these first verses right here. About discipline, it's the one thing that stuck out to me. Even like when you decide to start working out and stuff, certain things you can't eat, it takes discipline to definitely stay working out or stay on a regimen that you have. And it's all about maturity and definitely wisdom to know and to learn from all these things and to gain discipline. What do you think about that, Brother Jamal?
Man, I think you're right, man. Like I said, I mean, like you were saying, it talks about the discipline, man, and you know, starting off the jump out the gate, you know what I'm saying? Verse number one, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word, death, stirs up anger. Like if you could just think back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know oftentimes, man, let's just talk about it, right? Like, and me and you sometimes, man, when we on the phone, man, we be talking about our ladies, man. And we always talk about how one thing that they have in common is that you can say one thing, man, and it just go left field. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Some things I had to learn was, you know, a quick, like, even if, yeah, you might be right. You might be right, but sometimes it's like it's not even worth it. And so as in verse number one, it says that a gentle answer turns away wrath. So, you know, some things, you know, some friendships you look at, you know, some relationships you look at, it's just that, you know, it could be, you know, it could be reconciled just because, okay, you said something this type of way. You know, and this generation, what these youngins like to say is, man, ain't nobody going what? Talk to me no type of way. You hear me? Like, that's what they're saying. That's what they all, ain't nobody going to talk to me no type of way, this, that, no forth, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You look at certain people and see why they are at odds, and you be like, oh, all right, so you just misinterpret what they say. And then, you know, it's not even about what you say, just about how you say it. You know, so it's important for, you know, this is why God is putting all of these all these golden nuggets into the Bible, so we can learn how to interact with people. God is trying to show us just the basic stuff, just the how to talk to one another, how to greet one another, how to, when you're in a situation or when you're in whatever, how to be able to handle yourself. And then it talks about the discipline. And then it says, verse number two, the tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. You know, we all know them people. We all know the type of people that, you know, and I always use my job, and maybe, you know, this is why I'm at the job that I'm at, you know. I thank God for it, because I start to see all of these things that we talk about on the first word. I start to see all the folly. I start to see all the fools, you know, when I'm around. That's just true. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to sit back and you got to ask these guys, how old are y'all? And bro, when I ask them questions, some of the ages, like, I'm like, oh, my goodness, 45, 52. And you talking about some stuff that these youngest should be talking about. Like, I'm not trying, you know, I don't take away nothing from nobody, man, because I just didn't live the, oh, I'm going to claim my hood life. I didn't live that life. But, dog, at 52? And so, you know what I'm saying? But you talk about something on an intellectual level, it don't really have to be all that serious. Oh, man, go ahead with that stuff. Man, go ahead, go ahead. But if you talking about, you know what I'm saying, the simple things of this world, man, they got everything to say something about. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely have to, you know, have discipline, like you said, and we definitely had to understand these verses, because these verses are going to help us with our everyday living, our everyday encounters with people, our everyday dealings, even in business. You know, he, right there, these verses are showing us how to make it through. If you see verse 4, it says, even, and then we're talking about the soothing tongue once more. See, the tongue is so powerful. So we have to understand that some of the things that we go through is because we already said these things out of our mouth. Somebody, you're going to listen to this later, and somebody's going to catch that, right? Because, see, when somebody says, oh, man, you got this promotion coming up, first thing some people say is, man, you know, man, man, they not going to. And that's where the blessing is blocked. But if we start to speak to good things and man, you know, the promotion is going up. Yep, and I'm about to put my bid in the name of Jesus. I got it. You got to be able to build the steps in front of you for you to be able to walk up. But if you always sitting here like, man, you know, I ain't going to get it, man. Why would they pick me? You know, what's so special about me? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's going to happen to you. And then if you, and then boom, going to verse 4, boom, the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. See, these are things that we have to know and have to be able to, because our dealings in life will be so much better. Because we have to understand that it's as simple as what we speak out of our mouths. That can very much so choose our destination. Mm. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, had me thinking over here, man.
Yeah, you hear me? Because, like, bro, it gets better and better and better. Like, then it says, you know, a fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. We were just talking about prudence last week. Yeah. Like I'm trying to tell you, man, like, the word of God, man, is so good, bro. That's why, like, even all the stuff that's going on right now, I don't even trip about. You get into situations, and I remember we was talking, I was telling you, I was like, man, anything you can't control, just like you turn the radio up and down, don't worry about it. You just got to speak those good things over that.
Mm-hmm.
And watch God, because he's going to take care of the rest. See, what we always want to do is God to put in 80%,
mm-hmm.
and we want to put 20. No! It ain't have to be, I don't got to be that like that all the time. We could do 50-50. And we can't outgive God, so he going to put some more on it. So, yeah.
That's all his anyway.
That's what I'm saying. See, I guess you want me to run around here or something. That's man. It's so good right now, man. It's so good. You know, it says the house of the righteous contains great treasure. but the income of the wicked brings ruin. Come on, man. These are, some key factors, man. We have to know these things in order, because some of us want to know why we're going through a situation, because you keep speaking on it. You keep speaking bad on it. That's why it's not working out in your favor. Because you're already putting it out into your atmosphere. So that's my comments, bro. I know you got some add-ons, because I know you're over there thinking. I know you're thinking, man. I know it's cooking up.
Yeah, I definitely get what you're saying, man. I definitely feel it, man. There's a lot of truth in these proverbs.
And just like when you read them, man, just be like so truthful sometimes, man. You just got to sit back and just like.
Facts. Well, I'm going to go through these next couple verses, keep it moving, man. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the human hearts? Mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. I'm going to stop right there. So, these verses right here definitely speaks to the fact of how certain people in your life, they can be fools, and then they can call themselves your friends, whoever. But at the end of the day, like we're doing here, when we start listing the facts and they start to hear those facts, like in verse, verse 10 says, like I was talking about this one, it says, stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. And then it was like, in the other verse here, trying to figure this out, where is it? There it is. Verse 12. It says, mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. So, many times me and you talk about things where certain people don't want to hear the right thing. Some people don't want to hear what's right and what's true. So, verse 12 definitely attests to that. And definitely it goes back to verse 10 where it talks about the one who hates correction will die. Sometimes that's not even in the literal sense. Pray that's not in the literal sense for anybody. Sometimes, you know, you can, that it may not be a die, but you may fall. You might, you know, you may stub your toe on something. You may mess up, you know. It's like the analogy where everybody talks about, you know, the hot stove. They tell you not to touch the stove. What you want to do? You want to go touch the stove. So then you get burned. So it's a thing where a lot of the time certain people don't want to hear the wisdom, but they need it. And then after that, to them, to decide whether or not to use the wisdom. It's definitely like, you know, what God does with us. Right now, he's babying us. You know, he left the word for us. Here it is. He was like, all right, I left this for you guys. This is the way you do this so you can come up and live with him in heaven. Now, it's up to you to decide to use it.
Talk about it.
So at the end of the day, it's a decision that he gives everybody, same way that we send choices. In everything, you have a choice. And all these things, even in these proverbs, you have a choice. In the same way I talk about discipline, it takes a lot of discipline to do the right thing. It doesn't take nothing to do the wrong thing. Everybody knows that doing the wrong thing is easy. takes a lot of discipline to stick with certain things and stick with your grind and stay where you're at to learn certain things, to gain wisdom and knowledge like this. It takes discipline for us to not be out all night and then come here and be on the first word in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, which is the weekend. It takes a lot for us to go to practice every Wednesday. It's a discipline. You know, we be tired. We drive around late at night. You know, a lot of things be going on. It's the middle of the weekend. But we all get in there. We get what we need to do. So come Sunday, we can do what we got to do. So definitely what I'm taking from these proverbs right now is discipline. What I feel about what you think about these verses, Brother Jamal?
Hey, man, and, you know, you're right about that. What I want to add is that, you know, what I'm just getting from it is, you know, it's taking God with you everywhere, you know, in every situation. You know, God is, you know, he has to be at the forefront. He has to, you know, make our way. And in order for us to walk in the way that he's already made for us, we have to follow these instructions. And these instructions are, you know, key. And if you use them in your life, like, the only way you can really, you know, get excited about these verses, you know, get, you know, happy and reassured when you read these verses is because you've been through these things. Well, I can only speak for myself. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely be like, oh, all right, I've definitely been on the other side before. I definitely could have used a better tone. You know, I definitely could have said something, or I definitely could have not said something, you know, in order to preserve this situation, to preserve this relationship. You know, that is what God is doing. God is helping us to preserve ourselves. He's helping us to preserve, you know, our spirits, and because at the end of the day, we have to the charge that we were given was to spread the gospel to all nations, and if we don't have these key factors while spreading the gospel to all nations, man, we can potentially lose people that we were supposed to bring to Christ.
Right.
So many people, man. You know, especially, you know. What I feel like what's important right now is that the ones that, you know, are leaving the church and because of a way that they was talked to, a way that somebody had said something to them, and these are the ones that we have to get to this first word. That's why we are here, to learn this, so we know that when we operate in our ministry and whatever that we're doing for Christ, that we do it the most wise way, the wisest way. We have to, you know, use our knowledge and understand about patience and tone and the words. You know, if you keep on, you know, oftentimes at work, you know, especially after it's been a long day, like what, Friday. Friday was a very long day. It was a hot day, you know. But oftentimes, you know, after we would finish a job, and some jobs was taking us, you know, an average 2 to 3 hours because of the size of the homes. I often tell them at the end, man, I appreciate y'all. You know, y'all did y'all thing in there, you know, and some people don't get it. Some people make fun of it, but some people are like, hey, man, I appreciate that, you know, that you said, man, that you appreciate us, you know, that we out here sweating, that we out here running, fighting bees, that we out here, you know, putting in this work, you know, limited water, limited food, you know, but at the end of the day, you come out and you tell us that, you know, I appreciate y'all, you know. Some people don't understand how far that goes. Right. You know, when somebody feels appreciated, they go above and beyond. You know, but one thing that, you know, is not a good feeling is to feel, you know, underappreciated. Right. You know, so we definitely have to take these golden nuggets that God has left for us and use them to our advantage. You know, take God's word and hide it in our hearts, man. And when it's time for us to go to war, it's no longer that we need to go to war physically, but we'll be able to pull out our spiritual sword and be able to slay the enemy in Jesus' name. So,
word.
Those are my comments.
That's definitely there with you right there. These verses and these proverbs definitely are very powerful today. We'll definitely go to the next couple verses here. Let me see here.
I mean, you're you can just go ahead and pick some. This is the last couple of minutes, man. Just go ahead and pick some. You ain't got to, like, read through them. Just go ahead and pick some, man. What really stands out to you?
Here we go.
So they're all good.
Oh, yeah.
Verse
16 says, better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. So, as many know, they say a lot of times that, you know, with more wealth comes more problems that you have.
More money.
Definitely. It has more responsibility. But like it says, I don't want to steer off from that, but it says the fear of the Lord is greater than wealth. And you can add the turmoil to it. It says with turmoil. So it's wealth with turmoil. But it says that the fear of the Lord is... fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. So, as many know, that, you know, a lot of people, and definitely in the church, the only person that you should reverence, I mean, I understand that, the, you know, you have your pastors and you have everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have the disciples and everything. But at the end of the day, you know, they're being used by God. So you have to still remember that God is the head of your life. I seen a document yesterday, and it was talking about how, you know, he was saying that, you know, he was supposed to be Christ and how he was supposed to do this. And certain people, you know, declare that, but at the end of the day, you should know in your heart that God is the only one that, you know, that can give life, take life. Jesus was the one that conquered the grave. And there's certain principles that each and everybody should definitely keep in mind. Even as we go through our everyday life, like you said, you got to keep God with us. And that's definitely key. Like you said, we're running out on time right here. What do you think about that, Brother Jamal?
That documentary you're talking about, was it in Waco, Texas?
Yeah, 48 hours.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And he led all them people to that little place, and they all died.
Yep.
Wisdom would have told you that he ain't Jesus.
Yep.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I've seen that, man. You know, he's like, he's the only one that can open, like, the seven seals and stuff like that. And, you know, yeah. And he had people real, you know, brainwashed and stuff like that. And, yeah, I know you're just talking about Waco, Texas. And, you know, I feel bad for them people. Them people definitely did not, you know... use any wisdom, you know, because God definitely tells us in his word that, you know, many people going to come and say that they him, but they not, you know.
Excellent.
And, you know, so you got to be careful, man. You're going to use the wisdom, man. You know, the word tells you that you're going to die. And you know, I know that, you know, you don't want to look at it like that, but look, that's physical too. You're going to die.
Right.
You're going to use this wisdom, you're going to die. You ain't going to last. This world going to eat you up. So, yeah, that's a perfect example of not using your wisdom and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's my last comment. If it's cool with you, I'll pray out.
Yes, sir.
All hearts and minds are clear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for today, Father God. Thank you for another day in the land of the living, Father God. We ask you that today be a productive day, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you just be in our church services, Father God, wherever they may be, Father God, I ask you to let your spirit fall afresh right now in the name of Jesus, and let all of the chains and yokes be destroyed, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that you build up pastor, Father God. You help him give a five word on today, Father God. And we ask you to bless the heart of God, new birth, Father God, and every church around the world, Father God, that's preaching your word, Father God. We ask you that in Jesus' name. We ask you for traveling mercies, Father God, wherever we may be going on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'd like to thank everybody for tuning in once again to the first word.
Big facts, big facts.
All right.